Are you looking for matches that aren't so vanilla?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this is actually being ripped from our YouTube channel out on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to subscribe or like to the channel, I'd just super appreciate it if you instead applied that to whatever podcast form you're listening to on here.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over a list of the top online dating fetish websites. So right off the bat, if this doesn't sound like the perfect list of online dating websites for you, no worries, get a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. The quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. If you'd like to take this quiz, you can do so by jumping down into the description down below or by clicking the link that's popping up above my head right here. And after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, again, check out our description down below or click on the link that's popping up above my head right here. So before we did jump into number one on the list, I do want to mention that it really does help us when you guys like and subscribe to our videos. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. So let's move on quickly to number one on our list, which is FetLife. Starting with the user demographics, FetLife.com is at the top of our list of four kinky dating websites because it covers every kink that you can actually think of. This isn't just a BDSM community, but also a fetish porn site as well. Members here aren't scared to post hardcore pictures and videos of their preferred fetishes. Over the years, 10 million kinksters have signed up for FetLife, of which 5 million come from the United States. Around 75% of the users are male and 25% are female, but you will find a small percentage of trans and other LGBTQ+ members as well. Close to a third of users are between the ages of 25 to 34. So now that we know the types of users who are utilizing this website, let's move on to the ease of use. While FetLife doesn't have an option to register using a social media account, it does have an Android app. This isn't found in the Google Play Store, but you can find the link on the site itself to download the APK file for Android handsets. To register, you're going to have to do so through the FetLife website. I'm not going to get too in-depth about the process though, because it's pretty simple enough. I actually want to focus on FetLife itself because it certainly is very different from other BDSM websites that you might have used before. This starts with the fact that FetLife won't present you with matchups whatsoever. That's because it probably covers so many different kinds of fetishes, from sadomasochism to paraphilic infantilism and everything in between. So to use a site which has social network aspects to it as well, you will need to do a little digging, so to speak. The most powerful tool in the site is groups. From the moment you join up, you'll be asked to join groups that are in line with your interest. This can be a little daunting at first because there are just so many of them. Of course, you are free to skip this step first and check around the site, as it is easy enough to come back to these groups and join up later. To navigate around FetLife, you're going to use the following menus, which include the home menu, which will return you to the home page, explore, where people you have followed and the posts that they make will appear under this menu. You can also see videos and pics here as well, although you will have to be a member to view them. Groups is where you can search through groups to join. You can also see which groups you have joined and easily access them from this menu. Events, where you can get details for various FetLife events held all over the globe. Places, click here to find the city where you live and those FetLife members who are near you. Fetishes is a menu that where FetLife has so many different groups for a wide range of fetishes, where you can view them all here. Messages, where you can see all your sent and received messages. Friend request, where should you receive a friend request, you will find it here. And notifications, where important notifications that FetLife wants to bring to your attention can be found. Besides finding your kink partner using groups, you can also use the search bar you find at the top of the screen. Say you are looking for groups or people in a certain location, you can enter the city name in this search bar. FetLife will show you all kinksters in that area and the groups that are run from that city. This is certainly the easiest way to find groups to join as well as people to befriend. And the best news is that when you have found somebody, you can reach out for totally free. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, but before I did that, I did want to ask you guys our question of the day. And the question of the day today is, have you had trouble presenting your fetish to a romantic partner before? Let us know in the comments down below. So let's move on to number two on my list, which is Alt.com. Starting with the user demographics, Alt.com is another popular BDSM, kink, and fetish website where, looking for sites like FetLife, it ranks right up there in terms of what it provides. While not being big in terms of user numbers as FetLife, it has well over a million users all over the globe, and around 500,000 of those users are American. One extreme positive about Alt.com is just how busy those users actually are. Over 300,000 are online at some point over a 30-day period. That's about 10,000 users per day. One negative I did find, however, is that the gender ratio is even more in favor of men than FetLife. Here, 80% of all users are male, with females and members of the trans community making up the other 20%. In terms of age range, unsurprisingly, 25 to 34 year olds provide the most users on alt.com, which are around 26%. But the next biggest group are those who are aged 55 years and older, and that's certainly something I wasn't expecting. But don't worry, the age ranges are fairly evenly split, so whatever your preferences are, you should be able to find potential matchups. So now that we know the types of users who are utilizing this website, let's move on to the ease of use. To start an alt.com profile, you'll need to do so through the website, as there are no apps at all for this BDSM community. The registration process won't take too much of your effort, and part of it includes completing your profile. This means providing the following information: your sexual orientation, body type, ethnicity, marital status, your preferred role, for example, dominant, submissive, or switch, an introduction title for your profile, and an About Me section. All in all, you'll need around 10 minutes before you are up and running on the website. Because your profile is not complete, I suggest that's actually where you start. Profiles on alt.com are packed with information, but as a non-member, you can only view some sections of it. Yes, access to full profiles is for paying members only. You did hear that right. Often these sites have fake profiles, and those are running scams as well, but alt.com allows users to verify their profiles, showing that they are the real deal. But how would you find users that might be a potential matchup to follow up on? Well, at alt.com, you're both presented with matchups, and you can search for your own. The matchups will be there on the homepage from the moment you start using the website. This is based on your gender preference and the age range you indicated when registering. For me, searching for my own matchups is always more effective, especially with a decent search engine, which alt.com has. For the fetish site, however, you probably are going to want to be able to search by kink, and luckily the site allows that as well. There are hundreds of different fetishes that are featured here, and I pretty much guarantee that no matter what you are looking for, you're likely to find it here. Remember, if you want to see somebody's full profile, you'll need to become a member of the website. That actually counts for messaging too, as only they can send any messages to other users. So seeing as this website does require a paying membership in order for you to sign up, before you sign up for any paying membership actually, you should check out our online dating website deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. So this is going to move me onto number 3 on my list, which is BDSM.com. Starting with the user demographics, with 3 million users around the globe, BDSM.com is one of the biggest BDSM communities online today. The site has around 340 different kink groups for users to join. Around 500,000 users are American, and 250,000 users are active on the website each month. The gender ratio is 60% male and 40% female, and 25% of the users are between the ages of 25 and 34 years old. When you compare BDSM.com to FetLife and Alts.com, it has better user ratio in terms of male and female numbers being closer together. It covers all the LGBTQ plus gender options as well, and even couples can sign up for a profile on the website. So now that we know the types of users who are utilizing this website, let's move on to the ease of use. The registration process is pretty simple and includes parts of your profile. Don't forget to do the rest of it at some point though, because you won't complete all of it. Overall, you won't have too much trouble finding your way around the website. In fact, there is no need for me to explain anything about it from that point of view. To find matchups, look through those the site provides for you based on your registration information. You can search for your own as well, but non-paying members have a search engine with limited parameters. You'll also immediately notice that, just like alt.com, you can only view partial profiles. While there are chat rooms for non-paying users to frequent, if you want to contact somebody individually, you are going to need to message them, and that's for paying members only. Regular users can broadcast through their webcams, which certainly adds a bit of a voyeuristic appeal to the website. If you'd like to access a more advanced search engine where you can search specifically for a certain kink, you must buy into a membership option. That also allows you to watch other users' web shows, send friend requests to other users, and more. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, but before I jumped into that, I did want to ask you guys one more time to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help our YouTube channel, and it pushes our videos out so that more users can utilize the information that we're giving out here on Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is Fetster. Starting with the user demographics, Fetster is a little different from other BDSM websites you've covered because it's actually completely free. In terms of demographics, well, they make no mention of just how many people have signed up for the website. After extensive research, I couldn't find a gender or age stat number either, but I would guess that it's extremely busy from what I found while using it. It is free, of course, and that's going to attract a lot of people no matter what. So now that we know the types of users who are utilizing this website, let's move on to the ease of use. Fetster has an extensive sign-up process and truly is a site for anybody. After providing the necessary admin details like email addresses and usernames, Fetster wants as much information about you as possible. This includes gender, which there are 12 options to choose from, sexual orientation, where there are 7 options to choose from, what you identify as, and there are 16 options to choose from, which include dominant, submissive, slave, switch, and so on, what kind of relationship do you want, and what are you seeking? Following that, you must complete your full profile as well before accessing the website. It's extremely in-depth and you will need to set aside around 15 to 20 minutes. Despite that, it takes pretty long to complete and I was most impressed by the depth that it went into, especially as this is a free online dating website. Fetster gives you profiles to look through on the homepage and these will be close to your location if there are users near you. Of course, it provides a platform for you to search for your own and that's where the site shines because you are allowed to use all of your specific profile parameters if you'd like to. Once you've found somebody that you'd like to reach out to, you can simply send them a message from their profile, and again, it is totally free to do so. You can send some virtual gifts for free as well if you'd like to too. Lastly, Fetster has groups as well, just like FetLife and Alt.com. There are hundreds of them covering all kinds of kinks, and you are welcome to join up to chat with like-minded people, or you can even create your own. So if you still find that none of these websites appeal to you on our list, no worries, we've got a great solution for you, and that's by taking our online dating website quiz. This quiz is going to ask you some personal preference questions as to what you're looking for in an online dating experience, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. Now, after you've taken that quiz, be sure to check out our deals page. Our deals page hosts multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our deals page. Now, if you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. I did want to ask you guys again our question of the day, which was, have you ever had trouble presenting your fetish to a romantic partner? Let us know in the comments down below. That being said, leave a like and subscribe. Super duper appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.